Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello. Welcome inside Hour 4, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So we got a lot of NFL this hour. We have our big picks for Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, maybe for the final time. Got our upset special picks as well, but the drama that is still unfolding right now at Chavez Ravine, going to the bottom of the ninth inning, this is when the Dodgers do their best work. They are down 11-0 to the Cardinals, so here comes a 12-run rally. But Albert Pujols is the story of the night everywhere. He has hit two home runs. He's knocked in five runs tonight, but most importantly, home run number 700 for Albert Pujols. Now, before we get into Pujols, let's talk about the ball, because you saw the Aaron Judge home run ball number 60 earlier this week. The kid who caught it said, hey, you know what, just give me a bat and a ball, you, me and my friends, and we're all good. Oh, okay, great. And they walked away, and right now they're going, do I still feel really good that I returned that ball? The person, according to sources, Ben Verlander on Twitter has this story done where he's blue check mark, Fox Sports MLB analyst.
Brother of Verlander, yes.
Yes, exactly. So you know he's a pretty good source. He said he was just informed by a friend at Dodger Stadium, the guy that caught home run ball number 700 from Pujols is actually Craig Kimbrel. No, the guy who caught home run ball number 700 is intending to keep it. He was approached. Offers were presented. He then left the stadium with the ball, and at least for now, he is holding on to the prized possession.
Good for him.
Now, here's the thing, is that this is why I was stunned with the fact that the kids who caught number 60 from Aaron Judge didn't get taken care of more. It's awesome to be, hey, this is Aaron Judge's ball, and he deserves it because he did it, and we want to give it back to him. That's awesome. And the Yankees could have done a little bit more if they could have get, hey, here's some tickets behind home plate. Here, we could have really done something for you. But you have to realize that what are you really doing that you're standing up for the little guy if you don't try to get what you can? This is an incredible moment, and whoever it is that caught this home run ball understands I got 700 from Albert Pujols. Not that you're going to get generational wealth, because the big home run's going to be the last one of his career, right? Because that's going to be the one. Because he's not going to break any record outside of, hey, I'm going to pass Babe Ruth. The last one's going to be the big one. But you have a chance. This is $100,000 ball to a $500,000 ball. It's not generational wealth, but man, you can really come up with something here and help yourself out for years. And who are you saving? It's not like a baseball team's going to show up and they're going to turn their pockets out and go, yeah, we got no money for this for you, man. I'm so sorry. I'm so ridiculously sorry. You're talking about the Cardinals and Albert Pujols. Albert Pujols, who has made, what, over $500 million just in salary over the course of his Major League Baseball career? The Cardinals, who are worth probably $4 billion. Yeah, you know what? This is a company that can afford for a couple hundred grand or here to say, hey, you want this ball? I get it. But hey, I caught it. This is a great lucky moment in my life. And this only happens once. And yeah, I want to be able to make sure that I take advantage of the moment. It's an awesome story to say, hey, look, they returned that ball. In the end, all you're doing is you're stopping yourself from getting something, a big payday from people who can really afford it. And that's Albert Pujols and the St. Louis Cardinals. You don't need to drive a hard bargain and say, okay, no, I want X, Y, and Z. But if you say, hey, listen, 200 grand or 300 grand, and they counter and say 150, you say 250, they say 200, you say 225, they say deal. Okay, you just made 225 grand because you caught a baseball. It's a big thing for you. It's a bigger deal for you when you catch this ball because of what this wealth might mean for you than it is for a team that can afford to. This is big business that can say, yeah, I can give you whatever you want for this because I can. It's a big ball. It's a big deal. It's Pujols. He's a Cardinal. He's always going to be a Cardinal, even though he went to go play with the Angels for a decade where we just stopped paying attention. He's good. He's one of our guys. Here's the ball. We can put it on display. We do all these things. We can help Albert Pujols. We can do X, Y, and Z, and we can make you not rich, but give you a ton of money that will help you in your life. I would not feel bad at all about going to the Cardinals or Albert Pujols and saying, yeah, you want this? I will sell it to you. Let's figure out a number.
Well, that's exactly it. How often are you going to have something that jumps in like this, right? We just had the anonymous billion-dollar lottery ticket. People came forward, and when it's all said and done, even though it was $1.3 billion, they'll walk away with $400 million. Nothing to cry about, but literally you're walking away with a third of the money you won. Ponder that for a moment, folks, when you think about taxes and things whittled away. Now, for perspective, Memory Lane Inc., one of the auction houses, they put up a bounty of $2 million for home run number 62. Rick Probstein, who does auctions and does a ton of stuff, eBay and otherwise, had only offered up to $200,000. So you're looking at a tenfold, just, you know, these guys are going to come back over the top, get some good press, but legitimate money there because you say, all right, it's one better than Maris and has that Yankee significance, all of those things. But really, it's the final one he hits has the value, right? But we watched this with the Maguire baseballs back in 98 when Todd McFarlane started bidding on all of them. The last one went for, I think, $3 million at the time. Probably don't get to the same frenzy here and the same number of people bidding, but if you caught Pujols' 700th tonight and you look at the stands, Jason, not necessarily anywhere near the scrum that you had for number 60 of Judge, which is kind of funny, given that it's a nice round number and has so much significance when we talk about, you know, how exclusive that club is. But, yeah, you take it back and you field offers. Either the club comes forward, a representative for Pujols, if he cares, comes forward. But you got private collectors, Cardinals fans, that'll have tremendous value to. And again, the last one he hits, whether it passes Ruth or is just 708, is going to be the one that's worth the most to the collectors in that space. But I like the process of, you know what, let's think about it. And maybe in the end he decides to give it to him anyway. Doubtful. Here's a bat and a couple of balls. Like, good for them that those kids, at least in what they had in their interviews and took the morning show circuit and everything, said they were happy with what they got. There's no chance in hell all of them are happy with what they got. Dude, you realize, and we don't know if they got something behind the scenes, right? Because there was a big article about a Judge home run earlier this season that in the end the team ended up hooking the guy up. It was a Blue Jays fan, and all the Blue Jays fan caught the ball, gave it to a kid in his Judge jersey and whatever, but got a bunch of tickets and a lot of love from the Yankees for that. Whatever the estimated cash value is, I'll leave that for folks to decide what those seats and being in the Judge's chambers and stuff were really worth. But for the guy that's got this now, yeah, ponder the offers. As soon as he hits 701, it has less value. So the clock is ticking.
Yeah, I would say, listen, Cardinals and Pujols, what do you got for me? They would say, here's what we got. You know what? I'd call an auction house. What do you got for me? I got 250 grand. Thank you. There you go. That's the thing.
Yeah, every one of these auction houses, and I could rattle off like 15 of them, but they don't pay me, so I ain't bothering. I mentioned two just because those are the two most associated with this type of space in getting involved in the actual immediacy of these game-launched home runs or big pitching milestones and what have you. But there's tons of them that operate online and at big conventions nationwide, and you can get a mini bidding war there. Pujols has a lot of collectors. I'm looking at stuff. His second year cards, because he didn't have very many of them, are starting to skyrocket a bit as he had this last month and a half, which has just been absurd. But it, for this baseball, same thing. You just know you have a ticking clock here before the 701 gets launched by the next Dodgers guy to give him a meatball. If you did go to the game tonight and you're listening on the iHeartRadio app or you know someone that went, remind them to go to the box office and demand a paper ticket.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal now.
Because there is a burgeoning ticket market for milestones. And since you don't get one printed these days, everything's on your MLB, I forget what it's called, MLB app. There's one specifically for the stadiums. But everything there for your tickets is online. Go to the box office and say, hey, get that printer moving. I need a paper ticket. You give it to the people in the bougie seats, you can give one to me too.
I told you I'm still mad because I went to the Syracuse-Michigan game in 98 when Brady threw his first touchdown pass as a member of Michigan Wolverines, right?
Yeah.
Syracuse killed him. They won the game 38-28, one of the greatest sports memories of my life. We beat the crap out of them, and I was so loud and obnoxious. It was great. But he threw his first touchdown pass in that game. I'm like, oh, my God, I saw it. And I asked Pam, I said, hey, do we still have the ticket for that? Because I saw on eBay that people are selling the tickets from that game for like $3,000.
If it's in good shape and graded a 9 or a 10, there is a considerable market right now.
We could have sold that thing for $3,000. My goodness. Now, the other thing about Albert Pujols is that now that he's got 700, all right, he has said this is it for me. I'm retiring this year, my last year in Major League Baseball. Okay, he's got 700. Has another couple of weeks, right? He's got another couple of weeks, got another 10-ish days to play. Yep. Now, he's probably going to sit out tomorrow, I'm sure, and then go get back to playing on Sunday. Got 10-ish days. Maybe it's another couple of home runs, right? Maybe he finishes with 702 for the season. He has hit well enough this year, hitting 260s, knocked in 55 runs, 24 home runs. Are you really going to walk away when you're that close to passing Babe Ruth? Are you really going to walk away? 714. And it's not like, because it's not like Albert Pujols is limping to 700, right? This is, hey, he was limping for a while, but now, oh my goodness, he's showing he can still hit. He's in a comfortable atmosphere. He's back in St. Louis where he was a star. You know the Cardinals will welcome him back for one more year. At the very least, he can be the platoon DH and hit against left-handers and get a chance to hit another 12 or 13 home runs. Oh, yeah. Albert Pujols, how do you not come back when you are that close to passing Babe Ruth, right? How does Alex Rodriguez not hang on for four more home runs at 700, right? 696, you know he wakes up every day now going, why didn't I just play one more year? Why did I just play another couple of months? Why did I find a way to hit 700 home runs? How did I not do that? How did I walk away at 696? I don't understand. So, yeah, I get that it was all, hey, this is it. But this is also when you're feeling I'm at the end. And Pujols at the beginning of the year, I'm sure, felt that I have one more season in me and that's it. But just like Serena Williams found out in the U.S. Open, oh, I have some gas left in this tank. Just like Tom Brady found out, I got some gas left in this tank. Albert Pujols has found that out in a large way. So do you really walk away when it's that big, when you're that close, when you're that close to getting to Babe Ruth? Right. Aaron and Bonds are going to be too far away, right? 755, 762, that's going to be way too much. Some other guys are going to be 43 in the health aspect of it. But for one more year, 12-ish home runs, Albert Pujols, you got to come back for that.
In the place where you're beloved, in the place, because we talk about historic franchises and like them, hate them, whatever you think of Cardinals fans, Cardinals baseball, there's a lot of history, right? Stan the Man is still on the list of guys that, having had the pleasure of meeting him a couple of times, always one of my favorite guys to talk to. So I hold them in reverence. That and they beat the Cubs, which is good for me. But it's the idea that you have the Cardinals and you have the Yankees. As a Cardinal fan, as players and people in that organization who've ever been part of it, don't you want to go take down big, bad Yankee legend? Don't you want to do that? Don't you want to say, hey, babe, you're behind me? Step on over. I'm taking over. Yeah, I think even if the body right now is weary, and based on what he's done since August 1st, I don't know that the guy's been fresher in a decade. Albert Pujols, a couple months off, take a nice vacation after the playoffs. Yeah, come back. Get your 10, 12, whatever you need, because immortality awaits.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Well, this is very early to run up that hill, Alex Eichert. This is a little early tonight.
Let's run it.
The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Any first responder will tell you never try to beat a train. After braking, can take a mile for a train to completely stop. So when you come to a rail crossing, stop, because trains can't. Got big-time NFL pick stuff to bring you in the next few minutes, but it's now over at Dodger Stadium. Mercifully for the Dodgers, they get shut out 11-0 by the Cardinals. And now the game is over. We can play you this.
On the line, no one's going to get caught stealing or running here. Oh, Albert Hubel hauls it to long fly. Deep to left. It is gone. Oh, it hit it on the train track. I don't believe what I just saw. I'm standing up in the studio.
Albert Hubel.
Albert, I don't even know what to
call.
Do with that.
Albert Hubelhoff, 700th home run.
Good job, Albert.
Oh, that was nice job, Albert.
You're burying the lead. Kimbrel had a clean inning.
Yeah. Craig Kimbrel, who has been removed. We're not going to get to sweat Kimbrel anymore. He lost his job as Dodgers closer.
Nope. It's a final.
Oh,
I like that your cadence matched that of the audio we just heard.
We're not going to get to sweat Kimbrel anymore. All right, so here it is, number 700 for Albert Pujols. Well, it's an Albert Hubelhoff from Albert Pujols.
Ahí va el elevado profundo al jardín izquierdo, la pelota en el aire, busca la barra, y esa pelota nunca volverá. El número 700, Albert Pujols. Haciendo historia, el tercer más hombronero de Grandes Ligas. Barry Bonds, Henry Aaron, y ahora Albert Pujols.
There you go. It even gave you the names of the people in the 700 Club, along with Albert Pujols.
Very Spanish, nice. Sirius XM. That's so good.
Very nice. Whenever I listen to calls of big plays in a foreign language, they just sound so great. Right? Like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Am I hating on English now? I don't know. But when I hear, like,
it's okay if you are. But I mean, there's an excitement. There's a cadence.
There's the words that roll off your tongue.
There's a romanticism to it. There's no question about it.
And there isn't. And there's always a rolling of the tongue somewhere. And I always love that. We don't do that. We don't hear Albert Pujols hits it deep to right field. I mean, no one does it like that.
No, generally, if you do that, people mock you or think that maybe because you lost the tooth, you're lesser. Sorry, bringing up my own recent experience, having that cathartic psychology moment here on Fox Sports Radio.
Now, Alex Teichert, do we have this home run in English?
Si, senor. Would you like it?
Yes, let's hear it.
A swing, and there it goes! Left field, way back! That's home run number 700! Pujols hits a three-run homer, and he hit 699 and 700 at Dodger Stadium on September 23rd, 2022, 8:23 p.m. Pacific time.
Not a single rolled R.
Yeah, not a single rolled R on that one. Not a single.
John Rooney on the call, former White Sox broadcaster. I'm glad I'm sure he's glad he left for the Cardinals 17 years ago.
Well, that sounds like that's a call that's going to go into a time capsule, because here's the home run, here's where it's at, here's the date, and here's the time. So we can put that in a time capsule now. When was that 700th home run? We got it. With Chavez Ravine. Here it is on September 23rd. Here's the time. Here's the star date. We have everything you need.
See, there it is. Nice and easy. You could make a plaque just out of what you just said.
Albert Pujols, 700 home runs. Albert, come back one more year. I'm pretty sure he will. He's going to pass Babe Ruth. It's going to be fantastic.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
Want to buy some Pujols cards?
I know, because I know you. If I buy them now, I'm buying at the height. I want to buy lower. I want to buy when they're not worth it. I want it when the market evens out a little bit. That's when I want to do it.
That's a good man. That I've taught you something in our time together here on Fox Sports Radio.
I'm just waiting for Bitcoin to go under 10,000. I'm going to buy a whole bunch of stuff.
I think moderate investments, and again, this is my own thought to sharing to Jason now. Maybe something to start looking at.
And let me just say this. You know, you sound surprised that you taught me well about buying it, but yet you tried to sell it to me when you knew it was going to be at the highest thing.
Well, I had to test.
I mean, why don't you try to sell it to Tyshirt? He knows nothing about sports. He would buy it from you.
He's got, 120 or 130 Pokemon cards of mine. He's got to try to find
the
audience for.
Listen. Tyshirt has his computer browser open to Wikipedia, and he typed in sports.
I did.
Okay, that's what he's doing now.
He proves every Thursday that he's a lot smarter than anybody's given him credit for.
Well, thanks, Mike.
Well, will we do the Magic Johnson Twitter game?
Well, that too.
That is a tweet.
Oh, okay. Is that a tweet from Magic Johnson? Congrats. Wait. All right. I'm going to look right now. You guys, neither you guys look. Don't look. Don't cheat. Has Magic Johnson tweeted about Albert Pujols?
Yes.
You think so?
Oh, okay. I have 100%.
100%? Let's see.
Did he tweet it about 700 or did he do it after 699?
Let's see. Hang on. Wait a minute. 1 hour ago. Congratulations to Albert Pujols for becoming the fourth player in MLB history to hit 700 home runs.
Nice.
That is a tweet.
Albert is a great player, but he's an even better man and great man of faith. There is your Albert Pujols tweet from Magic Johnson.
Can't find a better man.
Nothing on 699. Just 700.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, about 699. So here we are, Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. A big football Friday to get to. Got some big picks to get to right now. Mike and I are going to give you our upset specials in college football, the National Football League, and then we'll tell you how the last Aaron Rodgers-Tom Brady game is going to go this Sunday. So, upset specials. Let's start in college football. We always go big game hunting. Pick a top 25 game.
Yeah.
I got a double take on this game. I'm going to take Wake Forest over Clemson. I'm going to take Wake Forest on the field to win this game. But I'm not going to turn down the 8 points because, I'm not stupid. Look, Wake Forest is a legit team. I've seen a lot of Wake Forest the last few years. They were great last year. Sam Hartman's a good quarterback. Their offense is good. Clemson has looked okay against much lesser competition. But more importantly, DJ Uiagalelei hasn't been dynamic, and he's been kind of stop and go at best. So do I suddenly think Clemson's going to solve all their problems and go nuts? No, because he's had a long time now, and it just hasn't worked. So I'm taking Wake Forest with the points, but I will also tell you this. This is game number 4, which is a very big game transfer portal-wise, keeping eligibility. This is where Dabo Swinney's got to say, okay, DJ Uiagalelei, Cade Klubnik, who is the big 5-star recruit, right? The next Trevor Lawrence. Remember when he had to make that move from Kelly Bryant to Trevor Lawrence a few years ago? And ta-da, national championship. Couple of national championships. Yeah, Trevor Lawrence was the right move. This is a big game for that. I'm going to tell you that Klubnik's going to come in. He's going to be the starter from here on out. It's not going to be enough to save them tomorrow, but it will be enough for him to be the starter the rest of the way. So the Cade Klubnik era starts tomorrow as well.
Yeah, mine is more a wishing, wanting, hoping, because I like chaos. And people that are starting to get way too happy as my team, drops games it shouldn't. Drops the ball. when it shouldn't. That's why I'm looking for misery for the Tennessee Volunteers. 10.5 or 11-point favorites going up against your Florida Gators. Why I call them yours? You were on the Anthony Richardson bandwagon, now completing just 53% of his pass attempts. Zero touchdowns, four picks. Erratic.
Oh, no, dude, come on, man. I jumped off of that like they were the Indianapolis Colts. Come on, man.
Well, you know, the Colts are actually an interesting one. They may show up here in a minute.
Ooh.
Foreshadowing. But looking for the run game, averaging 6.4 a pop to maybe create a little havoc against these Tennessee Volunteers led by Hendon Hooker. That's the other reason he gets in. 69.4% completion rate. Six touchdowns. He's taken five sacks. Otherwise, been good with the football. But looking for Florida, people got on him early. Bit of excitement. This was a seven-point spread that is now at 10.5 or 11. So maybe you locked it in with some good value early. But I'm rooting for chaos. That's what I want in between the white lines. And this is one of the games that stands out because I didn't want to be cliche and go to the Big Ten. No, I could call for Sparty to take down the upstart Gophers. No, I mean, that'd be – well, I just did.
To the National Football League we go. Look at you, Mel Tucker, everybody. Get on that train.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to take my first of two picks. I'm going to take the Cardinals getting four over the Rams.
Okay.
Arizona saved their season last week. It looked awful at halftime against the Raiders, but, you know, Raiders going to Raider. Now they're comfortable. It's an emotional win. They're going to follow it up. It's still a young team. This will be a Kyler Murray game. He will do it all under pressure. I know it's been a difficult run against the Rams the last couple of years, but this is where Arizona shows we're a different team than we were a year ago. We had a rough start and then a rough first half, but he's going to be the guy. It'll be a Kyler Murray game. The Rams are still trying to figure out their way. All right, they're flat. How do we come back from winning the Super Bowl? They looked like they were mailing it in the second half last week. They're still trying to figure out, when do we put the hammer down? Do we need to? They're just not the Rams quite yet, right? They had the big loss week one. Now they think they're getting it back. It's going to be a rough game for the Rams. Give me Arizona +4.
All right, I'm going to go with one. The line has moved nearly a full touchdown, Jason, over the course of the night. Now, we're still reporting that he's questionable. Could be a game-time decision. But you've got the Chargers, who went from a 9-point favorite to open, now giving just 3 as Jacksonville comes to town. Hopefully you bet it earlier in the week because I thought there was really good value when it was at 7, 8, 9. At 3, not necessarily the same thing, but I'm calling for the Jags to win the game outright.
Oh, look at you winning it outright.
It's a good thing Frostburg isn't here. Take Doug Peterson in the close game over Brandon Staley.
Wow.
And then we'll Photoshop some Chargers gear on Sean Payton.
Yeah, you're lucky Frostburg's not here. You really are lucky.
Well, sometimes you gotta tell the truth, man.
Mm.
And that's one that, I mean, all the way down to 3. But, I mean, that gives you a value on Justin Herbert of 6 points. That's an awful lot of points in the National Football League. That means they consider him elite more so than Joe Flacco.
I'm going to put my money where my mouth is on this next upset because I've told you I like this team. I told you they're going to be problems all year long. I told you their offense is legit. So, yeah, give me the Lions getting 6.5 over the Vikings. All right, Detroit's offense is loaded, right? This could be one of those 45-42 statement games where we realize, hey, the Lions are going to be legit. They're going to be dangerous. This is not the same old Lions. They're believing in Dan Campbell. There's just something different about the team this year. They're gelling. They have great chemistry. Every time Jared Goff does something, there's great pictures that go up on the internet. The points are way too much on this. Points are just way too much on this. I'll take the Lions on the field. They serve notice they're going to be a decent team and they're going to be around all year. I mean, I'm still taking the points, but yeah, I'll take the Lions on the field for this.
Ready? I am going against your guy. This is where the MVP hype, everybody, oh, he's all the way up to 10-1. It's great. They're losing outright on the road at Washington. Washington getting 6.5. Carson Wentz. I don't care about those two guys in the secondary. Darius Slay might get a football to give to James Harden. That's all fine and good. They've got four pass catchers and a backfield that thus far has been better than expected. Eventually, Robinson gets back in. Gibson doesn't need to give me huge yards per carry. Just keep the line moving and keep that clock running. Carson Wentz has been fantastic. It's a regular season game against his old squad. Give me the 6.5. I'm feeling really good there.
Oh, look at you.
I could do this all day. I got a bunch more. And then Tennessee's beating Vegas outright. Bears are going to win it. Oh, they're the favorites. But they're going to beat the Houston Texans. And then we talked about Indianapolis. That line at 5.5 is really curious to me, just to throw that out.
Now, wait. I'm going to say Bears, Texans, if the over-under is 10, all right, what are you taking on
38.5, just like last night's game. Just like last night's game. Paint drying.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Oh, great. Now we got remix versions of this song. Oh,
let's go. Great. Dance away. Come on now.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show.
Clap
with
along.
My best friend, Mike Harmon. Any first responder will tell you never try to beat a train after braking. It can take a mile for a train to completely stop. So when you come to a rail crossing, stop, because trains can't. Albert Pujols hits number 700 tonight. Home run number 700. And I'll tell you, I know he only gets to 41 because I've heard that many times.
10.
If Pujols had his career from 1980 to 2000, we'd talk about him like he was Babe Ruth or Hank Aaron, because all you had to do was be a great player and you stirred the drink. We talked about you. You were the biggest of stars. But with our evolving into, hey, you can't just be a star. You got to be a celebrity. You got to do things. You got to be out there. You got to be polarized. You got to have people have opinions on you. His career from 2000 to 2022 now, we don't talk about Albert Pujols. We haven't. We've barely talked about him for 20 years, and the guy's going to go down as the greatest home run hitter that we've seen in the last 20 years. But he just is a guy that plays baseball, and he hits dingers, and he leaves. And he's not someone that pushes a lot of conversation. He was born at the wrong time. He's playing in the wrong era in sports, because now you got to be good, but you got to be a celebrity too.
No, there's something to that, right? And even Pujols in the post game, excited, and got family all around him, and is talking about the excitement and doing it in Los Angeles, saying that, you know, rediscovered love of the game as a member of the Dodgers and what that team was all about. All great things. And then was asked about the ball. I was like, yeah, whatever. It's like, I don't need the material thing. It's like, no, get excitable about it. Talk about how you hope the guy buys a yacht or does something crazy with it, right? Even if you don't care, sell it, because this is going to be the soundbite everybody's going to take from it. But, yeah, he's just that guy. Like, even when he's had some strife in his personal life, whatever, didn't get tabloidal, didn't get blown up. It was like, oh, that's too bad. Okay, back to baseball.
All right, let's pick the big game of the week in the NFL. It's the last time we're going to see Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady maybe play against each other. Give me Tampa Bay in a rout. Their defense is what gets it done. I don't see the Packers scoring more than 13 points.
That's not exciting, because that's the side I was going on. I thought you were going to back Aaron Rodgers and his ponytail.
Now, come on, Harmon.
Everybody's hurt. They should just fight at midfield.
That would be fine. Hey, I'd pay for that. I'd pay for that. Brian Noe coming up next. This is Fox.
41.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.